Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Do your parents have a Southern accent?
My mother does.
Okay.
She'll say things like, oh, man, I haven't seen you since Cuda was a child.
Who's Cuda?
I don't know. Who's Cuda?
Who Cuda?
I don't know. Or if she wants to tell you something important, she'd be like, ooh, child, this is the honey hush. This is the honey hush.
Everybody, I'm Michelle Buteau.
I'm Michelle Buteau, too. No, just kidding. I'm Jordan Carlos, and welcome to Adulting from WNYC Studios. You know what this show is about. It's about growing, learning, being our best and most positive selves. Am I right?
Yes, you right, honey. In this episode, we hear from two amazing people.
Damian Lemon.
And Vanessa Williams.
Don't move. Stay tuned.
You can move. Just still stay tuned.
Yeah, it's true.
That feels very
Yeah, it's weird. Amazing. It's kind of a TV thing.
What's up, Brooklyn?
Make some noise if you've been to Adulting before.
Wow.
You haven't? We about to change your life, bitch. Make some
right.
noise if you've listened to the Adulting podcast.
Yes!
You know what's funny? Everybody's just like too much air horn. I'm like, get your life, bitch.
Yeah. Not enough. That's what
Not enough. Saying. Have you been to any party in Brooklyn? Have you seen a Spike Lee movie? More air horn!
Maximum firepower.
That's so cute. We gotta make it louder because
we gotta turn up the air horn. I'll turn it up.
Okay.
Get it turned.
Please turn it up.
Thank you for coming, y'all.
Yes.
Oh my God.
This is gonna
wow.
be a good show.
This is the one.
We got living motherfucking brown titty legends. And
this
it's
guy.
Not even Black History Month or Women's History Month. We're just out here in July, just like
doing it.
Titty
doing
sweat,
it.
Cotton bra, cotton panties, living our best life.
Yep. I became a New Yorker this week, though.
You became a New Yorker this week?
Well, not this week, but
did
last
you pay
week.
For sex?
I no. That's sex workers. Thank you. No, I didn't. I didn't pay for. What the fuck am I saying? No, my phone fell into the subway tracks.
No!
And I went and got that shit.
What?
That's right. That's right. I stand before you, an adult. The phone, I was wearing
Wait,
now
don't
tell
I need
me.
To
right.
play my motherfucking play. Were you wearing those pants?
I was wearing the green. Imagine these in green. So let's set our filter to green for these pants, okay? So I'm wearing my green pants. I have my artist jacket, you know, hat, same hat. And I'm just on 23rd Street, my territory, on the R train right by Madison Square Park.
We got the visual.
No, painting.
So much exposition
painting
with this motherfucker. It's
fucking
like,
picture.
This is like...
Sure. Anyway, I think I put my phone in the pocket,
pocket
in my pocket, and it fell. They're fun and loose, and it slid in that gap like get right between the train and the track. I did not take a step on the train. People on the train are like, you coming in? So I was like, I'm gonna go on. I'm not gonna go on. And the people on the train are like, oh shit, he knows something, right? And I was like, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. I don't know anything. Now they're like, he definitely knows something is up. He knows that. This train's gonna blow. I was like, it's not gonna blow, everything's fine. So the train takes off, they're like, you motherfucker, you know, like, whatever. Train takes off, I go to the guy in the subway booth, like, I was like, oh my God, there's a human in there. And I was like, subway booth person, please help me. And he's like, all I make out is, you should go get some coffee. I'm like, what? Then he says, unless you know some other way to get it. And so I go back in, and I there were tourists coming in. There were these Italian tourists. They were like, and I was like, okay, well, I got to wait for them to leave. I got to wait for the next train. But luckily, we have technology on our side.
You were like a woman trying to take a shit in a public bathroom. You're just like waiting for everyone to leave, so not to be rude about that.
I don't want an
the
audience.
The bending you got
to
do.
It's 11 in the morning, but then everybody decides this is the hour to take the fucking train. So they all come down. I have a huge audience now. And so I was like, fuck it, it's do or die. I have 7 minutes by the wall clock. I go down, I get, right?
We have wait, now? Yeah. How'd you jump?
How'd I jump?
Just like...
Fucking badass, like I was in the Avengers. Just kidding, I slipped a little bit, but... But I landed solid, like, gah, you know what I mean? And then I was down there, and my phone was like sending notifications, and I was like, I know, daddy's here. So I was like really getting scared. Then a rat crawled across it. He's like, the rat, I swear to God, a rat was like, oh, it's my phone now. And I was like, no phone rat, you know? So I get the phone and I jump down, and then this lady screams, and I go, and then this just comes out. I go, I love myself, like that, which is, why did I say that, Michelle? Why did that come out? It's like, I love myself, don't worry, I love myself. So I get the phone, it's cracked, my baby's cracked, I'm like, oh no, you know, but I put it back on. No one's helping me up, by the way. The track is about here,
no.
Right? Oh, or, you know, like the platform is
did
about
did you like
here.
Swing your leg over?
No, I
like,
was
like a big titty bitch at a pool. And just roll yourself over.
People
did it. Cause gravity is a bitch.
People just took out their phones. That's all they did. You are alone in this world. Do you understand? It is on you. You are the Calvary. You are who you have been waiting for to rescue you. So I got a little red in my H&M pants, and I swung back up. I was like, Thundercat, ho! And I got over. Good core routine. I was like, thank you, brown rice. And then I like got on the train, and this guy was like staring at me like, eh. And I was like, what? And he goes, you did that. And I was like, I'm a
yes,
fucking New Yorker.
Yes, you did do that. Give it up for Jordan and his phone, everybody.
That's that.
I am truly, truly impressed. I feel
thank
like
you.
H&M should just give you a free size 32 of whatever you wear.
Thank you. The phone is busted to fuck. I'm gonna get a new one. Yeah, I'm. You know
that's
what happened?
That's the part you're offended
here's what
about
happens, though. Here's what happens. Dreams come true. Because the next day, I got a little text on my busted phone that said, "Hey, you just qualified for a fucking upgrade." And I was like, "Thank you so much."
Yes.
That's right.
To bring our first guest to the stage. He's so fucking funny. I met him years ago.
Comedy Knockout, Guy Code,
yes.
Girl Code,
why not?
The Night of, so many things. He's
True
amazing.
TVs.
True TV, that other show. Give it up for Damian Lemon!
Yeah!
D-Lims! How are you, sir?
Yes, Damian, yes.
I'm good. I'm
you look
good
great.
To be here.
Look at you.
Thank
you look great. Are you no meat, no dairy right now?
Nah,
what's this?
Not at all. I'm eating so horrible
much.
Shit.
Look at that. Do you get your eyebrows threaded?
Nah.
Yes. Look at all this manscaping. Do you
nah.
have
it looks like
beard
Billy
oil
Ocean,
on?
For God's huh? sakes.
Nah, I'm chilling. I'm just out here living life.
Yeah.
Trying not to get diabetes. You know what I mean? So.
You got to keep all your toes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to keep all your toes.
Now.
And you got your baby curls popping.
Yeah, I tried to, you know, grow this shit out, because I don't know if I might be thinning in the back, so this might be like a, this is like a final fro. You know how you got your fear fro? I want to document this shit.
You're not, I don't think he's going bald, everybody,
we'll see,
right?
We'll see,
right?
Yeah,
no, not anytime soon.
Yeah.
Do you do drugs? Have you ever done drugs?
Hard drugs?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm too scared to do hard drugs, because...
Do you like to be in control of the situation?
Yeah, I mean, I've had that shit in my family, so I've seen like both sides of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's just like, especially now that they've been on TV, if I was like to become a crackhead, you know what I mean? It would be almost predictably depressing. It'd be like, see, I knew he done smoked all his opportunities. I do want to try mushrooms. I do want to try mushrooms.
Yes. I have done shrooms before, and nobody told you take a little poop. when you have them.
Really?
Yeah, you gotta take a little poop. And I was like, this isn't working. Everyone's laughing and looking at a cloud. I was like, y'all motherfuckers crazy. And so I went to a toilet, sat down, and then the marble on the door turned into Jesus' face with three loaves.
Wow.
And I was like, it's working. It's great. Although everybody sound like Adam Sandler. I was like, stop.
I'm going to remember that. Because I also have an addictive personality. Like, I like to binge out on all types of shit. And God forbid if I love some cocaine. You know what I mean? Because now I got to indulge. Like, I'm a, you know. That's also one of the ways you kind of see as you get a little bit of success. You indulge your shit. Like,
yes.
your price point get bigger. You go from an eighth to a half to an O to like, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You smoking like Amigo. You know what I mean? So it's like...
I know exactly what you mean. I took the Excella today. You know.
Have you done hard drugs?
No. I did ecstasy one time in Amsterdam for the first time, but I was a late bloomer. I was like 30. Mm. And so that was great because, you know, I was able to handle my emotions. You know, it was Queen's Day in Holland. Everybody was doing it. It was great. I was like, oh my God, I do love you. Oh my God, I love me too. Yeah, and it was dope. I mean, I think doing drugs in other places that, you know, are responsible with it, like you could take it to the police station, get it tested to make sure you're doing something pure, is like such a great way to handle people in the country.
I would never do that. That sounds like a setup. That sounds like a setup. I just saw when they see us, I'm not fucking with the cops, like voluntarily.
You can go
home.
That's
what my man did. He went to the cops. Or some voluntary shit, and 10 years later... He's talking to Oprah like they got me. That was some bullshit. But that's kind of why I didn't do drugs, because it would seem like you could see the narrative early.
Yes.
Like my mother was good for that when she was young. My mother was like, I'd hang out with kids and she'd be like, don't fuck with him. He gonna be in jail. Like,
wow.
And she was at least 70% from the line. Like she was like, she could see it in their future.
Right.
So.
That's dope. So and you live with someone now, right? You have a girlfriend?
I do, yeah.
How long have you been going out?
Ooh, like a long time. We've been together over 10 years. We've been together for a long time.
Does she want to get married?
She want to get married. She want to get married. We, you know, we working towards it. You know what I mean? We working towards it. We don't want to rush into nothing. You know what I mean?
Hey.
Working towards it was five years ago.
Hey, listen. No.
New York law, she's entitled to half your shit.
Right.
Now,
I mean, is that true?
How long have you lived together?
I can't have her shit, too. She got paper. We're doing all right. We all right.
How long have you lived together?
For a while. For a while. Not as long as we've been together, but we've been, you know, shit.
What kind
we've
of
been
bank
together for
shit
a bit.
Is this?
Maybe like 8 years,
listen,
something like that.
8 years? Listen.
I've seen marriages fucking crumble. Like, I've seen the shit not work.
By the way, in the state of New York, if you live together for 7 years, that means that you are legally common law married.
Common law,
yes.
Well,
there we go. I'm married already. Give it up for us. We did it.
We've been hitting everybody with the question, what's the most adult thing you want to do for yourself?
Get married?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know.
For the both of you, for your future, what do you want?
But, I mean, this is the thing. I want to say this because, we're not married, but we have built some shit. These are not years that are in vain. We, you know, the relationship is going to be what it's going to be. If it gets there, it's going to get there to that marriage situation. It doesn't validate what we have at this point. But I just want to have somebody that I could, honestly, the most adult shit is just really being content in where you are.
Right.
You see, I'm like, yeah. I mean, we're entertainers, you know, and there's a constant pursuit of what we trying to do in this life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I hate to say, but every time you see somebody in the street, it's like, well, what's next? What are you doing? Da 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 da. So it's like you don't really fuck with the moment that you're in, and then if you don't ever appreciate the moment you win, when the shit is all the way a wrap, you're going to be like, damn,
well, that's
what?
Yeah, I always say, celebrate the small things. Otherwise, you have nothing to celebrate.
Right, okay.
So you got to, you know, Daniel Brooks was on the show when she's like, I celebrate the breath in my body and having money on my Subway card. It's just like, we have to really be thankful for shit. Otherwise, we're just going to be like, what next? And that's how you fucking get bald.
Yeah. There you go.
Give it up for Damien, everybody.
Hey, vulnerable. Vulnerable. Let's hear it one more time for Damien Lemon, everybody. Still having a good time?
Yeah.
Are you guys okay over here? Do you have orthotics or something like that in your shoes? Okay, they're young. Okay.
Ooh, okay. We're gonna do a couple questions before we bring out our last guest.
Our last guest.
How do people go on coffee dates without having to then shit on said date?
What? What caliber of coffee are you drinking?
That's a
good question. How long are you staying?
Question.
That is a question.
That question deserves an air horn.
Oh.
That's
my
the
God.
Noise your booty making.
Oh my God.
It's true. I always, can we just from just give it up for a moment for the people at coffee shops that have to clean those toilets? That is like a scene out of The Wire or Orange is the New Black, slow clap. You know what? Get the matcha. What can I tell you?
Get the matcha.
Get something like, I
get
like
the sodas that they sell.
An Arnold Palmer? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Get a tea.
Oh my God. Next question.
If I drink a lot of water and pee 5 times a day, oh, okay, Hannibal Lecter. should I wash my hands every time, even if it means over, stand by? Even if it means over-drying them and killing the good bacteria. When you're in your kill room, okay. Oh my God.
See?
Do I wash my hands?
This is how we have fucking Ebola in Brooklyn and shit. Yeah. Motherfuckers
you're
not washing their hands.
All you need is 64. I think it's like 64 ounces. Five?
Wear an adult diaper, you dumb fuck.
There you go. Pee 5 times
a day.
Which
is like the rudest I've ever been, but
I know.
I'm passionate.
God damn. Well, congrats to staying so lubricated, but Jesus Christ.
Next question. How do you find a good dentist?
That's a great question.
I like to go to ZocDoc because you can like rate a motherfucker. Yeah.
I was going to say ZocDoc.
ZocDoc, right? But again, it's like a hairdresser. Ask your friend.
Ask your friend.
Because like I don't even like cleanings. Cause it feels very personal when someone's in your mouth.
I always ask people with great teeth. You don't want somebody with like a jangly ass pair of teeth. Like, you want white. I want to see beautiful gumses. And I'm like, who's your person? Who is your person?
Well, are you high? Did you take too much CBD oil today? Okay.
It's true.
I am all the way excited. Ooh, my heart just skipped a beat, honey. Ugh.
We have icons on this show.
Yeah, we got icons!
We have...
I'm sorry, she is a mother. She's a singer. She's a Broadway star.
She's a movie star.
She's a living motherfucking legend, and she's here tonight for all of us. Please give it up for
Vanessa Williams!
Here.
Oh my God.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, stop.
Thank you.
I know,
for coming.
I'm like, am I gonna cry?
It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
So I just want to say, okay, I might cry. As a little shy, big titty girl in Jersey, watching TV and movies. Never seeing anyone that looked like me. Mm-hmm. The minute I saw you, I felt like, okay.
Yeah.
Truly, I felt like shit is possible.
I still haven't found anybody who looks like me on TV, but but you're great. And
I want to know everything. How did you grow up? Did you know you had a gift? Did someone tell you you had a gift one day? They just heard you in the hallway singing. Tell me all
the
things.
Okay, I grew up in Westchester. Both my parents are music teachers. All right. Oh. Yeah, actually, Damien, my mother taught Damien at Claremont School in Austin.
What?
Yes. He just told me.
Bury the lead, Damien.
So my parents are music teachers. My mom taught vocals in elementary school in Austin. My dad was the band teacher in Elmsford, which is both in Westchester. And it was me and my brother. And we grew up in a little town right next to Chappaqua where the Clintons live now.
Yes.
But
I tried to go hiking to find her. I couldn't.
You couldn't? Not in those woods?
No. Is that weird?
And we were the first black family move in 1964.
Wow.
And yeah, clap now, but it wasn't, you know, there was a bunch of neighbors that wanted us not to move in. We're talking 64 in the middle of the, you know,
Civil rights movement.
Yeah. My parents both had their masters, both had their teaching accreditations and were trying to start their lives. So
yeah.
I grew up as the one black girl in my class, you know, all the way up through high school. I think I was the first one to go from first grade to 12 as an African American. Although I did have black friends that I accumulated through the high school years, that's when other families started moving in. So,
okay.
Yeah. And my mother always said, you're going to have to do better than everybody else just to be considered equal because of who you are and how you're going to be judged.
Right.
So my mantra in life, and I'm opening myself up to, but it's people are going to always assume something. Everyone judges a book by its cover, mm-hmm. and you never know what's inside. You know what's inside. So don't let what people assume you are dissuade you from who you know you are. And you'll get that opportunity to show them who you are. We don't know when it's going to happen, but it will happen. So you have to know. You'll get your spot one day, and then you'll say, yeah, here I am. I was this all the time.
So many follow-up questions.
Get her inhaler.
As a black woman in corporate America that I tried for a little bit, and then, like, you know, TV and film, I always find it difficult to share my opinion without being looked at as the one that's trying to be sassy and loud and like, have an attitude and start an argument and be that bitch.
But you are sassy and loud when you choose to be, and mm-hmm. there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
You know? So own that.
Okay.
I mean, you made a living off of it, you know?
Yeah.
That's who you are. That's what we love about you. That's a side of you that has made you money, but that's who you are.
But what was it like to be... You're allowed. You're allowed. She gives you
Where are the tissues? Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was always wondering, so you're saying like first through 12, and then it's like, I just remember you being the black face where in a sea of white usually. You know what I'm saying? Like,
are you talking about Miss America?
Yeah, yeah. And
I danced my whole life. I started doing a theater and did a lot of lead roles in community theater and also high school and middle school. And then when I came time to go to college, it was like 1981, and I was thinking about where I wanted to go to school. And they said, well, is there a musical theater major? And they're like, yeah. I was like, really? I mean, I can do something that I'm good at. And ended up going to Syracuse for musical theater. Go Orange, anyone out there? And the local Miss Syracuse pageant, like, basically scouts the talented people up on the hill on the Krauss College and the VPN. And they kept saying, we'd love you to do the pageant. I said, I'm not a pageant girl. Mm-hmm. My role is to finish here, go to Yale School of Drama to get my master's, and then go on Broadway. And I said to my mom, you know, you think I should do this pageant? And she's like, is there scholarship money? And because I always got scholarships every year. And I said, yeah. She says, well, go ahead. And I ended up singing a song that I did in performance class called Being Good Isn't Good Enough. Being good isn't good enough. Being good won't be good enough. When I fly, I must fly extra high. Being good just won't be good enough. I'll be the best or nothing at all.
Oh.
a song I sang. That's from Hallelujah Baby.
Wow, oh just to God. Walk around with that inside
God.
You. But again, it was...
I know.
I mean, I have gas. This...
Amazing.
Wait, can we talk about your kids for a second?
Yes.
You have four kids, yeah?
I have four kids, yeah.
How do you...
Yeah.
Tell us about them.
Well, why, like, how do you help them facilitate their dreams?
Yes. How do you, yes.
I just tell them that you never know when it's going to happen. Mm. And again, I was 20 years old. I sang a song that I did in performance class that I'd done, you know, as a performance.
Right.
And I ended up winning Miss Syracuse in April, sure. Went to the States in July, won Miss New York, and in September won Miss America. So I had no idea that it would happen.
Right.
But also I knew in my mind, why couldn't it happen? I was smart enough. I had enough talent. So we're talking 1983.
Did your parents always inspire that in you? Were they like, you got
it? My parents always, yeah. I mean, again, my parents were music teachers, so they respected the arts, and they never told me, get a real job.
I feel like children begin as artists. Like, my kids were like, you know, painting seashells.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I was in Maine. And and now, and like, you know, as you get older, people are like, don't do that. You know, we get rid of our artistic impulses.
Yeah. Well, follow your skill set. That's what I say. I mean, I know everyone says follow your dreams, but what are you good at? I mean, I was good at singing, dancing, and acting, and I loved doing it, and I was good at it.
Right.
So, you know, follow your skill set doesn't mean that I knew that I was going to have a career on Broadway and that would be the bread and butter, but it at least got me in the door. You know?
It's a very tough business. People are very mean to you. I mean, not you, but one in general. Everyone
people
loves
love you.
And if they don't, get out. What was the we had a question?
I think
right?
You wanted to say, like, how do you do it? How do you wear the mantle of kindness?
Yes,
I think it's being in
up.
The business for a long time, and I'm working with at least somebody everywhere I go. There's at least somebody that I know. But again, it's being prepared once you get wherever you are. Again, I'm giving all these life lessons, but you know you'll continue to get jobs and work. If you walk in the door and you know your shit and you're on time, that's when people respect you.
Why is no one writing this fucking down?
They can count on you and then you deliver. So it's doing something that you love, but also being dependable.
Yeah.
And that's how I've made it in, like, you know, I'm 56 years old and I still, you know, doing it. Thank you.
Dependable in your work life. You're also a dependable person at home, I feel like.
Yeah, I love being a mom. Been a mom for 32 years, so it's easy.
How? I'm a new mom.
I know. You're a new mom.
New mom. Mm-hmm. And I feel selfish sometimes when I have to leave and go do a show.
I know.
You know, it's like being... I think Beyonce said it best in Homecoming. Which she was like, I got to do these dance routines, but my mind, my headspace is being a twin mom.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
How do you find it
never,
that balance?
It never leaves, because you're always...
Yeah.
But know that you can enjoy this point in their lives, and they're going to be only this tiny at this moment. So next year, it's going to be a whole other thing, and you'll continue to grow, and you'll be able to... I mean, nowadays, you can bring those kids everywhere. I mean, we're talking back, you know, I had Melanie, my oldest, is 32. In 87, you had to kind of hide your pregnancy, especially as a recording artist. Nobody wanted to see you pregnant, you know. Nobody wanted to know that you were married. I mean, it's
now
much...
people want to see you crowning at the Grammys.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Do you have any like, parental hacks for any parents? Are there any parents out in the audience at all? All right. Okay. So any hacks for people, like, you know, like, just troubleshooting, you know, any tips?
For teenage kids, and especially girls, seventh grade is the year. Because they go in like lambs and come out like lions. And it's just because they can't help the hormones. So as a mother, you've got to have compassion, because you're going to try to reason with them and, like, why are you acting the way you are? And they can't help it. So they're going to say they hate you. They're going to slam the doors. They're going to act out of their bodies, because they are out of their bodies. So, of course, you have to set some guidelines, but know that they're going to be crazy and they will eventually come back.
They will come back.
You know?
I feel like you just described my marriage.
So what do you like to do for yourself? You're a mom, but is there any way that you, Vanessa Williams, unwinds? How do you unwind?
I like to horseback ride.
Okay. Yes.
Cool. So that's
what
that's.
Ooh, I love that visual. Chris White shirt. Yeah. Like a Daniel Steele novel. Yes.
Exactly.
With the statement red lip.
And a crop, of course.
And with a crop, of course.
Of course.
English riding, of course. Yep.
I was just going to say that.
I do Western side saddles, so I would love to ride with you sometime on my steed Widowmaker. It's a Shetland.
I prefer a nice Frisian. I don't know. I'm just trying to jump in.
No, it's fine.
All right. So we have some questions from the audience about adulting. Okay. Please answer them.
Okay.
You're getting your questions answered by Vanessa Fucking Williams.
Are real adults allowed to cry on public transport?
Absolutely. Then you are not an adult. If you have not cried on public transport, then you are not a fucking adult. You are not a New Yorker.
Yeah, exactly.
Unless you eat and cry at the same time.
That's true.
What's the matter with you?
I agree. Yeah. I'm big on it. I also like to check in with people, you know? I see people cry, I'm like, you all right? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, I see you. And you walk away. You don't need to stay there and fix it.
At what point in a relationship can I ask my boyfriend to please wipe his fucking pubes off the toilet seat?
I'm so sorry,
so
Vanessa.
I can poop in peace.
Vanessa.
No, that's very descriptive.
I am so sorry, Vanessa. You are a lady. So you are a charming woman. You are an icon.
I cannot be in this broadcast.
What is our audience?
Oh, man. I apologize.
I am so... You better take your man back to nursery school and make a macaroni necklace. I'm done.
That was like a dog took a shit on the rug.
I am embarrassed. You know what? Now I'm going to have to edit.
I think you need...
How often should I check my bank account statement?
Every morning.
Yeah, don't you take it every time?
Every morning.
Take money out?
Okay. I check it once a month, like a period.
Every month?
I have...
Then you can have some surprises if you do it every month. You're like...
Same like my period. I'm surprised.
What do you say to white coworkers who ask to touch your hair? Or asked how you got it to grow so long after you get box braids or weave?
Oh my God,
I'm so
it's the same question at the test of time. It never ends.
You know what I mean? Why would you ever put your hand on somebody's head? Are you going to give me a pap smear too? Get away from me. You know, it's so much. Sometimes you just got to break it down if you care. I mean...
How did you deal with it?
In seventh grade asked me, seventh grade back again, do you have an afro down there? Yeah.
And you showed them? What'd you do?
No. They stayed back. They needed some more schooling. Oh. No.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's the curiosity. And again, the older you get, you realize that it's curiosity.
Yeah.
So try not to take it personally, but then you got to check yourself and...
Check
them too. I feel like, again, with all the high-speed internet, please just Google image some shit and figure it out. Like,
exactly.
But I don't have an afro down there.
I do.
How do you deal with co-parenting with your husband's ex when she's extremely manipulative and you have kids involved? All right, I'll speak to that one. Since I've been married 3 times and have 4 kids.
Everybody tuck in. Here we go.
So I had 3 with my first husband, and then I got married again and had 1 for my second. And I never wanted my kids to panic when they saw mom and dad in the same room. Because, you know, you have friends like that. Oh, my God, my parents are together. So I always wanted to be the kids come first. And no matter what happened in the marriage, I wanted to make it... Cool. Zen and cool.
Yeah.
And it got so cool that my ex-husbands actually took my kids skiing together while I was Miami on vacation. So It can be that easy.
Wow.
But you have to be open. I mean, I would cook Thanksgiving. Both exes would be there with all the kids collectively.
Yeah.
So it's your mindset.
Yeah.
Rick Fox.
Ooh.
Rick Fox.
Cool. We have the same birthday.
You and Rick?
Yeah.
July 24th?
Yeah.
And J-Lo.
And J-Lo. And Amelia Earhart.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're both bad with directions. Too soon?
Shouts to Amelia.
Last question. Okay, I think we should all answer this. How to be a good best man, but when you are broke?
Oh, for a wedding?
I mean... Oh, I don't know. Is that for... I thought you just meant as a man in life. Yeah. I'm just going to answer it as if you are a man in life.
Okay. Sure.
I have always said I am in love with ambition. I don't care how much money you have. So I feel like if you are ambitious, then something will definitely happen. You know, but also make money.
What do you think? How to be a good man? What do you think?
I agree with ambition because it's the fuel that's in your belly that you get attracted to and you'll always have and never dies, hopefully.
Yeah.
So that's very, very attractive as a partner.
Yeah.
But it's also a sense of compassion. So someone is always there as your ride or die. No matter what you're going through, you know that they got your back and you can count on them. So,
I love that.
Yeah.
What about you, Don? Well?
Well, I've never been a best man at a wedding, so I can't answer that part. But I have been broke, and the way to get around it is to be interesting and curious. I mean, there's a bunch of cheap shit you can find to do. The gallery's on 23rd Street. They're open every Thursday with free wine.
Oh, you just giving
go to
tips.
The High Line, okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, free date night for you guys on Thursday nights, but yeah.
Creativity is everything.
Yep.
To be a great man. Journal every night.
Wait, can you do it as Obama?
To be a great man. Yeah, journal every night. Something that we do at our house is Michelle and I will do roses and thorns. And I'm like Sasha, Malia, what's the best part of your day? And...
That's all I got.
Okay, so we always ask our guests, what's the most adult thing you want to do for yourself?
Ooh. The most adult thing is do more producing.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
So okay. It's about creativity and what's next.
Yes.
What can I do? What can I make? What can I produce? It's never too late to create.
My show, please.
Are you serious? One more time, please. Are you not entertained?
Thank you so much for coming. That's been Adults, and you guys have been amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Epic, epic, epic show.
Damian Lemon, Vanessa Williams.
Legends.
I mean, I will listen to this episode over and over and over, and I'll look at these pictures as if I'm looking at my wedding pictures. So proud.
Bask in that.
Adulting was produced by Blakeney Schick and Adelia Rubin. The adulting team includes Joanna Solitaroff, Paula Schumann, Joe Plord, Keegan Zima, Bill O'Neill, George Wellington, and Irene Trudell. And the live show is produced by Christian Banda.
Our theme music is by Isaac Jones, with additional music by Don Will.
And if you like this episode, y'all, please rate us.
Rate us. Don't be too harsh. Or write a review or both or whatever at the same time.
And subscribe wherever you get your podcast so you don't miss our next episode, because he gonna be good.
It's gonna be so good. And if you're going to coffee with somebody, don't send like one of those Google invitations. It's weird.
Oh God, that's too much.
Yeah, it's too much.
Edit your Google invitations. That is a good adult piece nugget of thanks. Vanessa Williams
was in the ham.
Yes.
Did you see when she came in the room? I immediately threw that turkey chili down because I was like, I can't ever see me like this. It could have exploded against the wall. It's a good choice.
You like stuck up behind the couch like a kid with
vitamins.
I was
so scared. Like,
you're
oh.
Like, I will absolutely get you. I couldn't even open the fruit. I was like, how
I know.
Do we do
I took scissors out, opened the bag. We lost our personalities around
we
Vanessa
did,
Williams.
But then she dropped the nachos. And oh! I was just like,
and I said it.
I was
said,
like, she's just like us.
She's human. She's fallible. She makes mistakes.
And then she wanted another beer. You're like, okay.
Yeah. Jetting everywhere.